This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio WPSC and the Knox Law Firm, located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for the past 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. With us today is attorney Matt Lasher, associate at the Knox Law Firm. Attorney, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Attorney Lasher, can you tell us more about your practice in labor and employment law, and what types of clients do you serve?
Absolutely. So the practice of labor and employment really involves a multitude of aspects. First, I would say is counseling our clients on daily HR issues. So things like hiring and firing, disciplining, and the normal employee-employer relationship. Next, we handle from start to finish litigation as well as arbitration for our clients. And finally, we'll assist with longer term projects, things like drafting workplace policies or collective bargaining for those in a union environment. The clients that we represent really vary. So we represent clients not only in the private sector, but also in the public sector being government entities such as townships, cities, school districts, and private sector, anything from small mom and pop shops to large corporations, not only located in Erie, but also across the state and the country as well.
What are some of the biggest labor and employment challenges faced by employers today?
I think the number one issue is attracting and maintaining an effective workforce. COVID really expedited a shift in the workplace. A lot of the more senior employees took the opportunity to retire. And a lot of younger employees shifted their jobs to more remote work possibilities, as well as starting their own businesses, which has never really been as easy as it has been now. I really recommend to our employers who are dealing with these issues a solution. The first is to listen to what these employees and these job candidates want. So it's important to have that line of communication, whether it's to your employees directly or at a job interview. Analyze what's feasible for you in the workplace as an employer. It obviously will vary on the size and resources you have. But it's also important to always reward and recognize good work behavior as well as longevity to foster a good culture.
Are employers still facing challenges that started during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, so in addition to what I just described, I would also say that there has been a pushback for a lot of the return to work policies that employers are implementing. A lot of employees became accustomed to the remote work possibilities and are finding it difficult to return in office. So it's really up to the employer to determine whether remote work is feasible for the job, and that will depend on the workplace as well as the duties that's expected of them.
Attorney Lasher, what are some of the best tips you could offer employers when they're facing issues with their employees?
Yeah, first I would say is open communication solves a lot of issues. So it's important for employers to implement communication policies that guide employees on how they should address these issues, who they should talk to, where, and what the discussion should revolve around. It's also important for employers to document these issues and detail an action plan for both parties to follow moving forward. I would also state that it's crucial for employers to set the expectations in the workplace, and they can do this by implementing workplace policies and employee handbook. And then it's important to spend time training your employees on workplace policies and the importance of them, which I think would reduce the likelihood of an employee violating workplace policy.
Are there any other concerns or pitfalls employers need to keep in mind when dealing with a problem employee?
Yeah, I think that the reaction by the employer is as important as the action by the employee. It's crucial for employers to stay stoic and remove their emotion from the equation when you're dealing with a problematic employee. You know, you don't want to say or do anything that could be used against you down the road. And always it's important to document the conversations and the issues at hand.
And Attorney Lasher, when is it time for an employer to seek your services when dealing with an employee issue?
It's as early as possible. And, you know, it really depends on the issue, but it's clear that it's a lot less time consuming and a lot less expensive to prevent a problem than it is to fix one.
Thanks to our guest today, Attorney Matt Lasher, associate at the Knox Law Firm. Join us next month for another 5-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law is located at 120 West 10th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. They can be reached at 814-459-2800. That's 814-459-2800. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.